Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. This episode, a little bit different because I'm beginning a different kind of life. I am out on the road. I'm recording this intro from Dallas, and the meat of the material was recorded my last night in Folsom, California, before I flew out. I started a two-month journey. My house is rented out because, I think I say it all in the upcoming audio, so hope this is of benefit to you, or maybe there's someone else in your life that could really benefit from this story and my experience. So, tell a friend, share this, pass it along, and enjoy today's very special episode of the Engineering Emotions Energy Podcast, Depression, Divorce, and Disillusion. So I'm titling this Divorce, Depression, and Disillusion. This is my last night in Folsom, California, before I start off on a travel adventure. 6 months ago, you would have looked at what I was up to and been like, this guy's living the dream. And since then, in comparison, if you look at what has changed, I no longer have a wife. I no longer have my house that I'm living in. I don't have my car. I haven't been at my job. I don't have the dog. I don't have the cat. And it sounds like a fucking country music song, right? Yet I miss those things, yet I'm more excited for what is able to come in, because even with all of those things that I had in my life, I was, very, very depressed a year ago. And, hadn't been the first time I'd been depressed in my life. I had really major depression when I was working on my PhD and required, medication and therapy and meditation to get over that. This round of depression, with all the tools that I've been able to amass, it just became, when it became apparent, it became, okay, I don't need to get real serious about applying the tools of meditation, of exercise, of nutrition, and then also reaching out and getting more help from therapists, psychiatrists, coaches, a hypnotherapist. I also did ayahuasca, and then also getting into deeper forms of spiritual meditation, and also finding ways to give back by starting to get back into teaching meditation as well. Just because everything looks super good, doesn't mean it feels good, and the feelings I'm learning more and more. That's the truth. That's my truth. And your feelings are your truth. And the more we honor and follow those, the more joy we can find. Because when something in the body hurts or something in the soul hurts, saying, "Fucker, this is not working. Do something different. Anything different." That life that I'd been leading, how great it was, how great the people were, all that, just in my heart, I wasn't happy. And so those things required a little bit of alchemy, changing them. And so getting divorced, took a leave from my job. I still have the option of going back. And after the amount of time I've been away, I'm getting close to the headspace where I believe I will go back. Because in some ways, going back to an environment where you had a challenge is a test of how well the learnings, the growth is, right? It's real easy to be serene and peaceful out in a cave somewhere, right? Can we stay serene and peaceful in the thick of things? When the emotions come up, how do we respond? Do we go with the emotion, or do we go with what we've practiced? And if you're watching the video, you're like, is he sweating like crazy? I just got out of a very hot bath of Epsom salt. And usually when I have a bath like that, I just get in a flow state where a lot of energy and a lot of ideas start to flow. And usually I just go to sleep. This time I was like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to share through video and audio as well, and might even turn this into an article. We'll see. Because if I'm going to be different, feel different, I need to do different, right? And that includes, you know, actions as well as different thoughts and different feelings and all that stuff. So here I am doing something different, right out of a bath, sharing what's going on. So yeah, so running out my house, leave my car away, getting divorced, all that. I'm going to be traveling for about 2 months. And go visit a couple friends in the U.S. and go scuba dive in Roatan, Honduras for a week with a buddy. Then and go to Belize, check out some Mayan ruins. Then off to Costa Rica. I've got a meditation retreat. And then also a lot of just free time to see what strikes me. Then I'm going to go head to Tulum, Mexico, be the final stop before returning to Sacramento. So it's about as much as it's planned, because learning that most of what I planned with my head hasn't really made the heart too happy. So kind of letting feelings lead and let my mind serve my heart more and more. And that's, you know, the type of stuff I want to be able to share more and more with people, you know, wherever I go, whoever I meet, be able to be more free, more open, more giving, more present. So, yeah, even though there's been some dark times, there is always the flip side of that, which is the light times and the duality, the dark is always an indication that there is the light. So if you're having some, you know, challenges, you're not where you want to be, recognize that that's just telling you that there is some place you'd rather be. There's some other way you'd rather feel. And let that be something, you know, not to go further down that hole, but use that as a signal of, okay, time to do something, anything, literally anything different. Go take a walk. Go take a breath. Go take a phone call with somebody. Lots of people out there wanting to help. Lots of people like me. I'm always open to, you know, help out. So, you know, message me, contact me. Because I don't do it alone. I spent most of my life thinking I had to do everything alone. And one, it was lonely. Two, it was really fucking hard. And three, I missed out on what I really wanted. So the more I get help, the more I move along, the more I experience joy, the more I have fun, and the more I get to give the gift of letting other people help me. I was just being selfish. So don't be selfish. Ask for help. It's the kindest thing you can do to anyone and everyone. Ask somebody for help. Go, hey, can you help me out with this? Very few people say an outright no. They might guide you to better guidance, which is still help. Somebody gives you an outright no, it's a good indication that this fucker probably should not be in your life. And they just did you a favor. And you now have one of the biggest gifts that I've been getting lately is clarity, which is knowing what works and what doesn't. It's when you know this relationship doesn't work, this activity doesn't work, this way of feeling doesn't work, then, you know, you can move away from that and towards anything else. And there's no need to get hung up on, am I going towards the best thing, the perfect thing? Doesn't matter. You can always make another decision. I call my meditation system the perfect life meditation. It's a joke, because there's no perfection. There's no perfection in that everything is perfection. It really is the all of the universe is the nothing of the universe. That's really why I call it that. Probably being too goddamn clever. Probably horrible marketing. We'll see. So I think that's all I got for this. If you've been watching, thank you for watching. If you've been listening, thank you for listening. Always find me on social media. Podcast at justinwink.com. Go check out justinwink.com to subscribe. I don't know if I do a newsletter or something. I'm figuring all this shit out. It's coming along. I've got some meditation audios. I think it's on the website. And then I've also got a membership. So just email me if it's not easy to find, or message me or whatever. So take care. I get up balls early tomorrow morning, before 5 a.m. so I can fly out to my first stop, Dallas, to see good friend Nitta and her husband. Nitta's been on the show twice. She's a twofer. Maybe we'll do a show with her. Probably not. I think I just want to relax and enjoy. So, all right, that's it, and good day.